welcome to this special edition podcast regarding the measurement and management of energy within an organisation. I'm joined today by Mick Walker and Nick Drabble of IBM Systems Group and IBM Software Group, respectively. So Mick, can I please start by asking you, very often what I hear from clients is that they need to reduce energy consumption, but how should they start?
Well, Jack, we know that out of the energy being consumed by IT and the IT infrastructure, around about 45% of it is actually consumed by the IT. The other 55% is actually consumed by the infrastructure that supports the IT. So if we make some changes to the IT load, if we vary the way that energy is being consumed by the IT load, we need the infrastructure for the supporting data center to vary in keeping with that to achieve the highest efficiencies that we would want. When we consider varying the IT load within the data center, we need to ensure that to gain the highest efficiencies, that the supporting infrastructure, the equipment that supports the IT infrastructure, such as air conditioning, UPSs, are also varying in tune with that. Now, we can visualize the information, the way energy is being consumed by the IT, and we can do this at the server level, and we can do it at a rack level, and we can do it within the data center itself. But one of the key areas that we need to be able to visualize is the infrastructure that's supporting the data center. So Nick, is this an area where we actually have the capability to deliver?
Yeah, absolutely, Mick. As you said, around 55% of the energy is used by the facilities that support the data center. And so if we're going to increase utilization of servers within the data center such that we use less servers to support the workload, then we do need to do something about optimizing the facilities around it. And we have linkages to key vendors in the power and facilities side of the market. So on the power side, we've got integration with companies like APC, like Eaton. On the facilities side, with companies like Johnson Controls, Siemens. And we have integration with other third parties as well. For example, Synapsense, who make a range of wireless monitors for energy and temperature and humidity. So we are able to monitor and therefore manage the whole environment, not just the IT, but the facilities around it, keeping the two always in tune. And there are three key things that you need to bear in mind. They are visibility, control, and automation. So visibility is all about being able to see what assets you've got and how they're supporting the business, and to be able to understand the energy that's being used by those assets, both the IT and the non-IT assets. The second is around control, so being able to have in place management policies that allow you to optimize how those assets are used in order to deliver the business service. And the third part is around automation, being able to put in place closed loop control management policies that allow those assets to be flexed dynamically according to varying business demand.
Well, Nick, can we do this real time?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're talking about is a real-time, minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour measurement and therefore management system that allows you to track exactly the energy usage across all of your assets, enables you to optimize it dynamically in order to meet the business need, and to be able to look at trends over time. So that helps me with planning and reporting on legislative requirements.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Mick and Nick. And if anyone is interested in finding out more about this topic, you can contact Nick Drabble by email on nick_drabble@uk.ibm.com, or Mick Walker, again by email, on mick.walker@uk.ibm.com.